John Daly here. You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There are plenty of Infinity Wars that I am not interested in fighting. There are many hills I am not interested in dying on, but there certainly are some that I am here for 1,000%. There are some hills that I will absolutely put my flag at the top of and die on. One of those hills that I will die on, one of the Infinity Wars that I happily, cheerfully join in, is that of potential. Potential. And what made me think of this is the World Economic Forum at Davos is currently taking place, and there's a lot of rich things to be considering going on in that small little part of the world. What I'm concerned with today is that the German chancellor, this gentleman, he got up on stage and in his address talked about how, what he said, quote, Germany and Europe have wasted incredible potential. Ooh, brutal. He then went on to say, we have become the world champion of overregulation. So there's lots of stuff going on there that I could happily and cheerfully talk about as well. The danger of overregulation, the folly of trying to over-engineer situations and scenarios, the attempt to engineer certain outcomes when there are human beings that are involved. Whew, too many cooks in the kitchen. You sort of get the idea. But. Oh, there's no but there. That's a bummer. But better you figure out sooner rather than later that you are, that your current approach to life, to business, to relationships, to success, whatever. If it's not doing what it is that you want, then stop doing it. Admit, I made a mistake here. What I thought was going to be wise, smart, or what I thought was going to be the right thing, because I don't know that what they were doing over there in Europe that anybody really thought was the right thing. Just like there's plenty of things going on here in the United States of America where I don't really think that anybody actually thinks that these are good ideas. It's just wishing that things were a different way and attempting to map those desires onto reality, to create the world as we want it to be, as opposed to interacting with the world as it actually is. It's like being a grown-up versus being a child. I think that that's a pretty accurate way to think about it and put it. Am I interacting with the world as an adult, a serious person, or am I interacting with it as a petulant child that just wants things to be a certain way? I don't know. So anyway, potential. Back to potential. Because I think that potential is, it's a paradox. It's a double-edged sword. Potential can be the most wonderful thing in the world, but wasted potential is without question one of the worst things in the world. So how do we square that circle? And I think that it's important that we understand really what potential kind of is. And there's a lot of people out there that think potential is something that you're supposed to cash in. It's like, I have this amount. Now I must just, I'm here for my winnings. It's like a lottery ticket or a gift card or a trust fund that only works if you spend all the money. And so We talk about fulfilling potential. We talk about realizing potential. We talk about living up to potential. But I've come to embrace and believe something different about it. I believe that potential isn't meant to be fulfilled. I believe it's meant to be preserved, because the moment you believe your potential has been realized, well, you stop becoming. And that is the quiet death that most people are never able to put their finger on and are never really able to name. When we're young, we're told we have so much potential. You've got so much potential. And for a while, well, that feels pretty good. We feel like, oh, this person who just said that to me sees me as somebody who's capable of doing stuff, doing great things, or being productive, or being a great athlete or musician or student, or one day you can be a doctor or whatever. Feels pretty good. It feels like freedom. It feels like the future is wide open. And then something strange happens. We start confusing early performance and success and accomplishment with final form. And we do one thing well, we get praise, we get results, and then we get labeled. And slowly, maybe even politely, we stop becoming. We stop becoming. We settle. We specialize. We remain that recognizable version that people praised us for. And we begin to protect what's already been proven out. And that's how people peak in high school, in the 20s. It's not because they ran out of ability. It's because they ran out of the permission to continue growing and evolving.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
So with that in mind, I think that one of the saddest things I can imagine, it's not failure, it's peaking at a young age. It's looking back at your life and realizing the most dangerous and expansive and alive version of me existed decades ago. Today, I'm just a shell or a shadow of that, of my former greatness. Think about Al Bundy. He was the hero of the high school football team. He scored like 10 touchdowns in a game or something like that. And he always talks about it. But you know that guy or that gal. You know who I'm talking about. But it's not really a tragedy of talent. It's more a tragedy of imagination. Now, imagine the opposite of so-and-so high school quarterback, captain of the football team, captain of the wrestling team, captain of whatever. Imagine a 100-year-old person. And they've competed in multiple arenas. They've built countless things. They've lost plenty of things. They've reinvented themselves more than once. And somehow, miraculously, they still have room to grow. That 100-year-old is still curious. They're still capable. They're still willing to be a beginner. That person is not impressive because of their track record of success. They're impressive because they've never arrived. They understand the real game. Because here's the truth. The war of life is not between success and failure. It's between becoming and arriving. Arriving says, I've done enough. This is who I am. I don't want to start over. I've arrived. Everybody look at me. Becoming says, I'm still capable. I can carry more. I'm willing to be bad at something again. That war never ends. That's the infinity war I'm here for. It's worth fighting. So what is potential? Potential is not talent. It's not youth. It's not opportunity. Those are inputs. Potential is the sustained capacity to become more than you currently are, without collapsing under the weight of expectation or fear. Potentially stored energy. And like all stored energy, it demands friction. Friction is something that is without question required. And if you don't convert it into action, it doesn't stay neutral. That turns into regret. And potential only survives under certain conditions. First, capacity. It's not talent, capacity. You have to have physical capacity, mental capacity, and emotional capacity to carry that weight, to carry that weight. Your ability to carry responsibility, to tolerate discomfort, to stay engaged when the novelty wears off. This is why discipline matters, because without capacity, desire becomes fantasy. So the second thing that's required is desire, but not wanting outcomes. It's a desire for engagement, a desire to put effort forth, for responsibility, for challenge, for that friction. So most people don't lack potential. They lack the desire to pay what potential costs. And the third thing is we have to voluntarily accept discomfort, because potential does not survive in zero gravity environments. Without resistance, your muscles atrophy, your bones weaken, and your brain turns into pudding. So comfort, it's not neutral. It's corrosive and destructive. It just wears you down. Comfort is the interest rate, or rather discomfort is the interest rate on potential. If you don't want to pay it, the account empties. Fourth, identity flexibility. This one kills more futures than failures ever could or ever will. The moment you say, that's just who I am. Ugh. God, I've always hated that. That's just the way she is. That's just the way he is. I'm like, oh my gosh. I remember being so pissed off about that when I was like 14 years old. One of the people in our group of friends, that's what they'd always say. Like, oh, that's just the way she is. And I thought, that's so stupid. Like, that's not the way, like, change. If all of your friends say that's a negative characteristic that you are engaging in, that's bad behavior, just change it. You're 14 years old. Maybe just answer my own question. Stuck in their ways. That's just who you are. When you say that, you're closing the door on who you could be. That's preposterous. Rigid identities, what do? Preserves your ego. Flexible identities, what do? Those preserve potential. The people who stay young the longest are the ones willing to shed their skin. People who stay young the longest are the ones who are willing to shed their skins. Not the people who have been stuck in their ways and they just do the same stuff the same way and do that for years. That's interesting. And the last thing is time horizon. Short horizons demand closure. Long horizons tolerate incompleteness. So when somebody asks, what's the end goal? The honest answer is to keep earning the right to grow. So no, potential is not meant to be fulfilled. It's meant to be protected, preserved, renewed. Because the greatest failure is not falling short. It's deciding you're done. Potential is not meant to be fulfilled. It's meant to be preserved. That's the war. That's the infinity war that's worth fighting for as long as you are drawing breath. As long as you are alive. Keep your potential open. Why would you want to close it off? At what age would you be done with it? Just say, F it. Fold your cards. I'm done. No more growth for me. That sounds pretty dumb, doesn't it? So why are you thinking it? Maybe you're not. A lot of people are. Keep fighting for your potential. Embrace it. Love it. Embrace the beginner's mindset. Be willing to fall flat on your face. Be willing to look silly. And grow. Tolerate discomfort. Anything worth having is going to be uncomfortable. Do you know that? You know that, of course. So in service of helping you to actually do this, because in the 10 minutes that I've been railing at you, I don't know that anything was super clear. I've created an audit for you, potential versus atrophy audit. You can click on it in the notes. I also invite you to check out my newest book. It's called The Meaningful Few, Designing a Life That Works. You can get that on Amazon. I'll link to that as well. And then we've got a lot of additional resources in that area. You can go to mymeaningfulfew.com and check out those resources as well. All in service of helping you do your part by doing your best.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.